Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. It's been well documented that many Americans do not have enough money put away in savings to help them through a financial emergency. And now some companies are doing something about that.
They need to help employees figure out how to deal with stuff like student debt, how to deal with stuff like emergency expenses, because there's a direct link to productivity. People don't come into work because they ran out of gas.
That's Wall Street Journal contributor Bailey McCann. She'll explain how these kinds of financial wellness programs work. That's next. Financial advisors recommend a rainy day fund for financial emergencies, even though a lot of employees struggle to put money away. But a lack of savings doesn't just affect their home life. It can also impact job performance. Some companies are starting to realize that, and they're launching financial wellness programs to help out when employees have trouble making ends meet. Wall Street Journal contributor Bailey McCann is on the line with us to explain how they work. So Bailey, why are companies offering this service?
I think there's a growing recognition among employers generally that they need to help employees figure out how to deal with stuff like student debt, how to deal with stuff like emergency expenses, because there's a direct link to productivity. People don't come into work because they ran out of gas. The people don't come into work because they have a flat tire and they just don't have the cash for it. Or, you know, people are opting out of their retirement plans because they want to put that money towards student debt, or they just don't want to have their only cash tied up for that long. So, you know, employers have started to recognize that this is a growing problem for employees, and I think that's what's driving the emergence of these programs.
You mentioned helping out with student loans and some other services. What is the broad range of services that fall under the header of financial wellness?
So it's a pretty expansive continuum, and a lot of that is driven by the level of experimentation that's happening within individual companies. But so like at the very basic end, it's a class on how to do budgeting, or it's a class on these are how to do savings accounts, or, you know, this is how to plan for your kid going to school, really basic stuff like that. And then at the more, I call it sophisticated end, it's like they'll do employer matching on your student loan payments so that you service that debt faster, or you can get a hardship loan from your employer instead of taking it out of your 401k and taking the penalty on that. Or they'll do emergency savings accounts, which take, in many cases, a payroll deduction. It can be very small, like $20 every 2 weeks, and they just put it aside, and then you have immediate access to that money at any time over the month without any penalty, but it just like it sets it for you so you don't have to think about it.
Now, any funds that an employee might get from their employer, is that separate from their salary?
It depends. It really depends. Some will do it as a incentive. So, for example, with the Momentum on Up plan, you're doing it out of your own paycheck. So there's no bonus necessarily. But then when you have deposited for a given amount of time or you hit a certain threshold, employers are then giving you a bonus, like when you open a new checking account at a bank and you get that $100, you know, 6 months later or whatever. Kind of the same idea for being in the program, for following through on it. They might kick in a little bit, or some really progressive employers might go ahead and do, you know, a 1% to 3% match, similar to what you would see in a retirement account, just to keep people going with it. There are other incentives. Some employers have rewards programs where you can get, you know, gift cards or different things if you enroll in the program, which that's also happened with health benefits where they might cut you a discount on a Fitbit or something just to get you into the program. There's a lot of experimentation that's going on generally, and there's no set standard. So, I mean, it can even be a conversation that you have with your HR department if your employer doesn't have something like this, just to talk about it.
And this all comes back to trying to keep people at work so they're not out of work, like you said, for any sort of hardship or any sort of financial shortcoming.
Similarly, if you have younger employees that are opting out of the retirement plan because they're staring down student loan debt, you know, you have to think about that trade-off. You're offering the 401k, obviously, to help them in the future, and they're working for that money. And so it's really problematic if they feel like they can't participate in those programs because they have this other issue.
There are also payroll advance apps that could be available to employees. What are those?
So there are two, basically, two types of apps. The first one is set up by your employer, and you can download it through them, so it's like through your HR department. Your pay information is in there, what you're getting paid, where the direct deposit goes. And then if you need a loan or you have to move money around, you can take out what you've earned up to that point within a pay period, or you can pay bills using what you've earned up to that point. And then when you get your regular direct deposit, it'll just be short that amount. That can just help people smooth out the cash flow issue. There is another app called EarnIn. You have to have direct deposit through your employer, but it's all self-directed from that point. So you set up the app yourself, you put in your direct deposit information, and if you need an emergency expense, you can get an advance of like $100. And then when your direct deposit comes through, the app will just take out that $100 on the same day.
When an employee gets funds like this for an emergency situation or something else, are there ever fees involved?
For the apps, it depends on what you're setting up. You know, if you're doing a prepaid card or something like that, there may be fees associated with those cards, but they're generally going to be much, much lower than the other options of like doing a payday loan, doing a hardship loan from your 401k, where the interest rates and the cost to take those loans out can be very, very high.
And Bailey, how are companies putting these programs on employees' radar so they'll sign up?
I think it's an awareness campaign. A lot of it's coming through HR departments, you know, just making people aware of it. But another thing that a lot of big supporters of financial wellness are advocating for right now is automatic enrollment. So in that case, you would have to actually opt out of your financial wellness program. And the idea behind that is what we've seen, for example, in retirement plans, if it's opt-in, people stay in them. And if they want to opt out, they really have to think about it and go through the process of opting out. And supporters of financial wellness programs say if you do the same thing with financial wellness, it just gets people thinking about budgeting, savings, cash flow, how to manage all of that. Even if they ultimately don't stay in the program, at least they've been forced to think about it at some point.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal contributor Bailey McCann with us on the line. Bailey, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.